My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman. He represents the Lone Star State's 36th Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about some of the most pressing issues focused on the House of Representatives, including immigration reform, the president's tweaking of the new health care law that's supposed to be implemented at the start of next year, and a couple other issues. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Well, as we all know, the Senate passed the Gang of Eight version of the Senate immigration bill. House Speaker John Boehner said that was a non-starter in the House of Representatives. The House Republicans met this week to kind of talk about where the members are right now on this issue and what the strategy will be going forward. What was your takeaway from that meeting about what we can expect in the House?
Well, let me first state that Harry Reid has refused to send that bill he passed over to the House because I asked members and my colleagues signed on to it, is that we're requesting a point of order that the bill is unconstitutional because Section Article 1, Section 7 states quite clearly all taxes are to be started in the House, not in the Senate. The thing's loaded with taxes, loaded with pork. So Harry Reid, to my knowledge, has never sent it over to the House. He's afraid of what we call a blue slip in it. He's afraid we're going to blue slip it. So, quite frankly, if he sends the bill over, the immigration bill will be dead on arrival. And so it's an interesting twist that a lot of the press is not talking about, nor are a lot of people aware of it.
Explain blue slipping for our listeners.
All right. Well, what happens is when the Senate creates a tax and it doesn't come from the House, we have a right to send the entire package back to the Senate and tell them to rework it and remove all the income tax, all the other taxations related to the bill. They have to remove it. And if that happens, usually the bill dies. So we're saying that the immigration bill is, in fact, a tax bill, and that we're asking that they rework it and send it back to Harry. Now, we can't vote on that point of order until Harry Reid sends it over. He knows that, so he has refrained from even sending this to immigration. By now, we would usually have in the House the Senate's bill, but they refuse to send it over to the House because they know it's actually in part a tax bill.
But in terms of the Republican strategy, I'm guessing that you weren't going to take it up anyway. That's certainly what the Speaker said. So what did Speaker Boehner, Majority Leader Cantor, what are they prepared to do, and what do you think is the best strategy for the House going forward on this?
Well, we're excited because we're going to address immigration in terms of border security first. And Mike McCall out of Texas, one of my colleagues from Texas, has a great bill which is going to really control the border like it's never been. You know, every time we get a promise of every time we grant amnesty or we do any of these immigration bills, we get a promise of something else is going to happen, border control. Of course, the border control never occurs. We're going to do border control first before we even talk about any other issues. And that's one that Mike McCall, Congressman from Texas, is going to bring forward first. We're going to take in sections and address those issues. Congress never does anything good comprehensive. You noticed in the Obamacare, that was comprehensive health care reform.
Congressman, there's several members in your conference on Capitol Hill on the Republican side who say they don't want to pass anything out of the House because it'll ultimately end up in a conference that'll end up with a bill they don't like, and Republicans in the House might not be able to stop it from passing. Where do you come down on that question?
We were promised by the Speaker that this scenario would not happen. We asked privately if it would happen. Publicly, we asked him. So if the Speaker goes back on his word, which is, you know, anybody's prerogative to break their word, I think you'll have major problems in maintaining his leadership position, and I think it would backfire. So ultimately, I don't believe that's going to happen, but those that say that, they have a valid point, and it raises my concerns. But as being from Texas and a border state, we have to control our borders. And this bill that my fellow colleague, Mike McCall, a congressman from Texas, has introduced or will introduce is a comprehensive border security, and which we need to do border security first before it ever address any other immigration issue.
whether it's Mike McCall's legislation or any other piece of legislation, what is the standard that you want to see for proving that the border is secure before moving on to these other things? The Senate bill, of course, for the large part, leaves it up to the discretion of the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yeah, and as we know, of course, she stepped down, but as we know, she already declared the border safe and secure, which was kind of humorous. She could say that straight face and be still credible, and maybe one reason why she stepped down. The fact is, we have to secure our borders, not just because of our problems with the taxation and all the other stress on our social programs, but really because there's a lot of what they call non-Hispanics crossing the borders now, Chinese, our Middle Eastern individuals. So we need that not just for because of the heavy burden on our social system, but also because we need to secure our borders because of security issues.
And so should it be up to Congress, a special commission? Who should ultimately make that call to say, yes, it's secure, we can do some of these other things?
Well, Mike says that he's got a situation where it's independent from Congress and from Janet Napolitano, whoever's in charge, or the governors, in which a separate panel of people that are monitoring it that they use. He explained how to use a global satellite photograph to determine how many people are coming across the border and whether it's effective or not.
One of the other things that's happened, of course, in the past couple of weeks is the Obama administration deciding to delay the implementation of the employer mandate in the health care law, and we'll talk about that specifically in just a moment. But some folks who are concerned about border security, such as yourself, a lot of those other folks are saying, well, if the president's willing to kind of decide which parts become law and which parts don't become law in the health care law, could we see the same thing in immigration? So even if you put forth border security first and you've got the special commission to declare whether or not it is secure, can it be trusted to actually implement and enforce the whole thing? What's your take?
No, I absolutely agree with that. In fact, I would like to see at some point this what this administration was clearly stepped out of bounds of his ability and his and rule of law. I'd like to see it taken to court and someone sue the administration. You can't just pick which bills you want to enforce. And as you know, he did that with DOMA, too. He decided he didn't want to enforce the rule of law, which was law. He never defended it in the courts. So this is administration continues to act more like a monarchy than someone that's in a democracy or republic.
And on the Obamacare front, right now, of course, you've got some folks who are saying that, well, if you're going to delay the employer mandate, you should delay the individual mandate. The House says for a year, like the employer mandate. The Senate Republicans saying, no, just permanently delay the individual mandate. What's the right way to go there, and what do you make of the president's decision to delay the employer mandate to begin with?
I don't know if you noticed this, but he did it while all the press was on Air Force One flying back or whatever plane they fly back. He announced it while the Washington Press Corps was up in the air, and they couldn't respond because they're flying back from his African trip. So this was a deliberate release of information when people couldn't respond. But quite frankly, the president's, the way he's operating in the White House, is wholly different than anybody in the history of the White House has operated. And I'm stunned at the lack of press repulsion by these actions. They seem to roll along with everything he does in the name of, I guess, social progress. They're willing to sacrifice liberties and freedoms. So to me, it's alarming. But answering your question in reference to the Obamacare, it should be delayed forever. It's a wreck on our economy. It's now $2 trillion. Of course, it was supposed to be under $1 trillion. And I think they should permanently delay the whole implementation. It's a train wreck. It will continually fixes will be made constantly in order to try to fix this huge, huge bill.
Last topic for you, Congressman, before we let you go. And obviously your home state has been ground zero for a very fierce abortion debate in the last few weeks. Now, of course, it appears the legislature has approved the ban on abortions after 20 weeks, making sure that abortion providers have hospital admitting privileges, that doctors see through their patients who are on certain abortion drugs and so forth. What do you make of the intensity of the debate and the legislation?
Well, I'm proud that Texans have taken a stand for life. As you know, more and more people are standing on the side of life. This is an issue of women's health care. As you know, we saw a doctor who was abusive in the abortion clinic, and many people died. And and it was sad, and now he's going to be serving time for that. And I think Texas took a logical step in protecting women and protecting life, and unfortunately there are those that they had to bring to Texas. There weren't even, a lot of them weren't even from Texas, to be disruptive while we tried to pass our law. So I'm glad it passed, and I praise our governor for taking a bold step.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for you taking our call.
Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman represents his state's 36th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.